Brothers can make some harakat a little bit. Brothers can come close, inshallah. Brothers, after this sitting, inshallah, the intizam part of the jor will take place. So brothers, inshallah, can make a little bit of sabr. Brothers have made qurbani, have come from different parts of the province. So inshallah, we sit with all our hearts and tawajjuh to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Beloved brothers, much advice has already been given. But asal is for us to understand that our life and our wealth, Allah has bought it. Inna Allah ishtara min al-mu'mineena anfusahum wa amwalahum. Allah has bought it. One of the Shaykhul Hadiths, once in our ishtimaz, he read this ayat and he broke down. He started crying. He said, if you only understand the meaning of this, that Allah Pak has already bought it. It doesn't belong to us. Our life and our wealth has been bought by Allah. Then he said, to spend it in anything else but for the deen of Allah, we have made khiyanat of an amanat. It's only a trust now. It doesn't belong to us. If we spend it in anything else but for the deen of Allah, then we have misappropriated a great trust which Allah has given us. This that we have been told about our masjid wa amal and the environment in our masjids. Understand, for this to come alive, this qurbani and mujahida. Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Kansab rahmatullah alayhi, he mentioned, he said that the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was present around Baytullah for 13 years. The da'wah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was present around Baytullah for 13 years. The qurbani of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was present around Baytullah for 13 years. The qurbani of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala being whooped the entire night, being dragged to the streets during the day. The body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being pelted and beaten. The qurbani of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. He says, but not one idol came out of Baytullah. Not one idol came out of Baytullah. 360 idols remain in Baytullah until Allah commanded them of hijrat. When they left that environment and they moved, when they gave qurbani of their lives and their wealth and their homes and never to return to it. They gave it for Allah. Take what you want. Yallah, you take it. Yallah, it's for you, Yallah. Doesn't belong for me. Where are we spending our life today? Where is our time? Where is our wealth? Where is our jazbah? Where is the cry? Where is the pain? Where is the restlessness? Halats came to make our connection with Allah. A mu'min does not become affected by halats. Halats are there to make our connection with Allah, to take from Him, to turn the hearts of insaniyat and our own hearts firstly. That qurbani, that band of sahaba gave and gave and gave until they made hijrat. Asal, our elders are coming, Allah is bringing them. What qurbani Allah took from them? What yakin Allah has given them? They didn't become elders like that. Once Maulana Ibrahim Sahib, Daman Barakatum, was giving one of our ulama, is sitting in this majlis also. He was giving a targheeb. He says that our tashkil was made, that they went to Jordan at that time for 6 months, for 4 months, and after that the tashkil was to go for Hajj. He says that after the 4 months, they started making fikr for Hajj. Visas applying, refused. Eventually, it was the last day, the last bus was leaving. They said, now look, there's no hope of us going. So let's make preparation, let's go back. Allah will take us some other time. He says that Allah gave them da'wat for lunch. Somebody invited them. So when they got to the house, it was the first time Maulana had met him. So Maulana, as a way of introduction, asked him that, you know, what do you do? So he said, I work in the Saudi embassy. So he says, this may be from Allah, so I've put my tawajjuh to Allah. And then I just mentioned to him, we had niyat for Hajj. We had intention for Hajj. So he asked what happened, and he said, look, this is what happened. He said, give me your passports now. He says, within an hour, the visas were in the passports, and they were on that bus that evening going towards Hijaz. So when they reached Hijaz, whichever stop it, whether it was Jeddah, whatever it was, so they wanted to pay the person for the bus fare. So he said, do you, if you are our guest, Mafi, do you, yes. So he thought maybe the person who put them on the bus probably paid for the bus fare. So anyway, they went look for suitable accommodation or whatever it was. So now they're negotiating with the person and they tell him that, listen, okay, how much is the accommodation now? So he said, Mafi, do you, you are our guest. So he said, what is this guest? Give me my passport. So he looked at the visa, guests of the royal kingdom. Transport free, accommodation free, unrestricted stay. They could travel to every part of Hijaz. So let me research, they went to the different parts. Mona Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to go every year for Hajj. So he listened to the Kalguzari, then he said that, listen, this is from Allah. There's no work in the whole of Hijaz. So my mashwara now is that you all must spend 1 year. They finished 6 months, now they must spend another 1 year. He said, TK, no problem. Spend another 1 year. So they spent 1 year in all the different parts of Hijaz. The work started. Kalguzari was given to Mona Yusuf Sahib after 1 year. So he gave them a lot of dua. And then he said that, listen, you just planted the seed. The stem hardly has come out anyway. Where's the root gone? Who's going to water this plant? If it's left, it's going to die. So he said, my mashwara is you must spend another 1 year. We're not talking of 3 days. We are asked to come here for three. After Chilla, they give Kalguzari. We're given the message that, mashallah, make sure you all are there to listen to our Kalguzari and give us wapsi. Last namaz we must make at home. One salam here, the second salam at home. How is this a work, beloved brothers? How is this a fikr, a worry and concern? Allah, the more you accept from me, Allah, the more you take from me, Allah, why is this little bit even left, Allah? What was the jazbah of Sahaba? They say, Allah, if we had that amount of hair on our bodies, we'll give one, and then we'll give another one, and we'll give another one, give us life again so we can come back and give our life again for your deen. Today we are counting the time, we're counting the seconds. Is my chilla is there? Is my 4 months there? Ulama tell us that the minimum Sahaba gave was 4 months every year in the path of Allah. That was the minimum. To bring this jazbah, to bring this qurbani, to bring this alive in our hearts, the bechani, the restlessness in our heart, that worry and concern, deen mitne ki gham, that Allah's deen is dying. What is happening? Namazes have decreased. One man not making salah, his name is written on the gate of Jahannam that he must enter. Where is the restlessness, that cry, that pain? So when Imam Ibrahim Sahib said, we spent another 1 year. He says, after 2.5 years, three of us were given permission to come back. One was made to remain. Maulana Ubaidullah Rahmatullah Ali was made to remain. This was the life. That how our life is accepted, it's used. Allah takes it from us. Maulana Ismail Godra Sahib, his mashura is made for him to come to our country. May Allah make it easy for him. On a wheelchair, beloved brothers. On a wheelchair. Unable to walk. And they are making suffer of the world. I remember once he mentioned his tashkil was made to go to South America. 1 rupee in his pocket, that was his entire possession at that time. And he goes and he spends his 4 months, or 6 months, whatever the duration was. Understand, our work is to take from Allah, and to make the ummah take from Allah. Today our yakin is on our wealth, and our job, and our possessions. Tashkil has been made, taqaza is coming. I look at the nuksan of my dunya. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was a little baby, and so when Sayyidina Halima radiallahu ta'ala came, we know the incident. When they were looking, they came to take children so that they could get some financial gain out of it. Everybody came, looked at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said, what are we going to get out of this young child? No father, no mother. They looked at their financial gain and loss. What are we going to get out of him? This is yatim. Who's going to pay us? Today this deen has become yatim. Today we are looking at the financial gain and loss. If I go for 4 months, what is the financial gain and financial loss? If I go for my chilla, what is my financial gain and financial loss? But respected elders and brothers, when she hugged Rasulullah and sent him to her bosom, and what she said, let us take him, made mashwara. She said, I also looked at him and went away. He says, but when Allah wrote khair for him, when Allah wrote khair for us, she said, Allah wanted khair to come to us. We made mashwara. We said, let's take this child. Maybe Allah will give us barakat. Maybe Allah will give us barakas. But today we are doing chilla for the same thing. Maybe Allah will give us barakat in dunya. Let us go for 4 months. Allah will give us barakat. Let us do 10 days. Make ourselves happy. We gave something. We gave 3 days. Allah is to make Allah happy, to make decision with Allah. Our elders never saw day, never saw night. They never saw their wife, they never saw their children. Mu'asid Khan Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, when he came to our country, when he landed, he said, take me to the home of Haji Bhai Paja, rahmatullahi alayhi. Straight to his house, from outside when he looked at it. The outside wall which was cracked for many years. This thickness and cracked as long as you could see. And not even his own house also. Left the world without a house. Mu'asid Khan Sahib, rahmatullahi, from outside when he looked at it, he said, inshallah, deen will spread in this country. And not only this country, Allah took work to the whole 4 corners of the world. Today this jazba, Ya Allah, accept me, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take me, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, muse me, Ya Allah. Beg from Allah. My wife, my children, what is our legacy? Wallah, if there's deen, there's dunya. If there's deen, there's dunya. If there's no deen, there is no dunya. There is no dunya. That's Allah's system. If we want deen to remain in our children, we want the dunya to remain in them, it's only one thing but qurbani and qurbani and qurbani. I will show us a way that is clear. When that group of sahaba were returning, and they stopped at an oasis, and the one person in his heart came, let me spend my rest of my life in this place, in the ibadat of Allah. He said, but I won't do anything until I make mashwara. He goes to Rasulullah and says, give me permission to remain here and spend the rest of my life in the ibadat of Allah. Rasulullah becomes angry with him and tells him something, the words of the hadith, I have not been sent with Yahudiyat or Nasraniyat to you. وَلَكِنِّي بُعِسْتُمْ بِالْحَنَقِيَّةِ الصَّرِحَ But I have come with an open and crystal clear way. A way that has been shown to us, apparent to us, that system when Sahaba left, then that system of Qurbani and Mujahida, to strive in the path of Allah. Rasulullah tells him that, oh my Sahabi, to stand in the path of Allah for a short while is better than spending 70 years in the path of Allah in this place. One moment in the path of Allah, which will break these incorrect shackles in our heart. To move in the path of Allah, to take out all these incorrect things. Mu'asid Khan Sahib said, Badr came. It was called Yawmul Furqan. Decision was made that Allah's deen will be established. Unseen help of Allah came. 5,000 malaika Allah sent to Sahaba. Kuffar saw malaika. Sahaba did not see them. Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu saw. Great Sahaba. Those who became Sahaba, the Kuffar, who were non-Muslims at that time, when Allah blessed them with hidayat after that, they said, we saw the malaika coming down. We saw the unseen help of Allah. He says, but the qurbani on Sahaba kept coming. Hunger kept coming. Starvation kept coming on them. Their land became barren. And when they saw a little bit of deen coming alive, they said, let's attend to this little bit now. Halats came, 2 years, business was bad, this was that. It was not 2 years of Sahaba. 13 years they left everything. Came back and started again. And the Ansar making nusrat upon nusrat upon nusrat. And the barren lands became barren, nothing to attend. Then said, let us attend to it for a little while. Let's go see to it. Allah reveals an ayat again. Do not throw yourselves into destruction with your own hands. وَلَا تُلْكُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ Do not throw yourself into destruction with your own hands. No time. Understand everything is from Allah. What is meant will come. Hidayat Allah is kept on Mujahida. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا There's only one system of Hidayat. Hidayat does not come on ease and comfort. That's the system of Allah. Allah's system does not change. وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا Allah's system will remain till Qiyamah. Eventually comes the time of Fatah Makkah. And then those people who took qasam not to bring iman. Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahib used to say, Allah brought sahaba to make qurbani and qurbani and qurbani. To this extent, he said, Allah wanted to give qasam, wanted to give hidayat to those people who took qasam not to bring iman and hidayat. Those people who plotted and planned to destroy Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take the greatest so-called enemy of Islam today, whoever he may be, no matter what crimes he may be doing, cannot equal to Abu Sufyan, radiyallahu ta'ala an, before he accepts Islam, put hardships directly upon Rasulullah s.a.w. But what was that heart? The desire of hidayat. We desire hidayat for everyone. We are not opposing anyone. We have only one desire, one cry, one pain. Whoever you are, wherever you are, in whichever kingdom, palace, government, whatever it is, Ya Allah, we want hidayat for you, we want akhirah for you. At the time when they're entering Makkah, when one who came later and said, today is the day of revenge, when Rasulullah s.a.w. hears it, what does he say? Changes one word when he said, Al-Yawma Yawmul Malhama. Rasulullah s.a.w. hears it, he says, this is not the day of revenge. Al-Yawma Yawmul Marhama. Today is the day of mercy. Today is the day of mercy. Hinda, who chewed the liver of the uncle of Rasulullah s.a.w., Allah gave her hidayat also. Wakshi Allah gave hidayat. Khalid bin Walid Allah gave him hidayat. When he's coming towards Makkah, Madina Munawwara, Rasulullah s.a.w. gathers the widows and the orphans of Medina and tells them, that what, you know the pain is still in your heart. The cry is in your heart. The man who butchered your husbands and butchered your fathers and butchered your children, he is coming today to not utter anything to turn his heart away from Iman. This is our effort. Our effort is of Raham and mercy. Nothing else but Raham and mercy. And this will come when we'll make Qurbani and move in Allah's path. He says when he comes and he sees this, the scene in front of him, what goes through his heart, what grows through his mind at that time, he says when he sees, and what is the istiqbal, there's only one word that comes out from their lips and their hearts, Marhaba ya Khalid, Marhaba ya Khalid, Marhaba ya Khalid, welcome O Khalid. Our work is of istiqbal. Our work is only welcoming everyone. We've got no ulterior motives in our heart but hidayat. We've got no other worry and concern but hidayat. This jury is for this, that everybody understands that this is what we have been sent for. This is an ummat for that. Your dunya, your khair of your dunya is in this. Your khair of your deen is in this. Your khair of the dunya of your children is in this. The khair of the akhirat of your children is in this. There is nothing else which Allah has given us, beloved brothers. Allah has selected us and chosen us for this. We have been given this job and responsibility. Allah is bringing this khair for us. Each one of us, we have to make decision with Allah. It's not the person next to me or the one in my home. That Allah, but I must be accepted, Allah. My wealth, I must be used. I must be taken. My family must be accepted. At these taqazas that are coming on us, Ya Allah, accept me, Ya Allah. And the one will make the fikr. And one person gets ready. How much of khair, how much of generations Allah Pak will take from there? That decision you have to keep giving until we leave the world. Sahaba in Tabuk, where those stones are tied on their bellies, they come and show to Rasulullah s.a.w. Rasulullah s.a.w. picks up his kurta mubarak. He shows two stones to it. And what he tells his sahaba, oh my sahaba, there's no ish. There's no comfort. The only comfort is the comfort of akhirat. What do they tell him? That we are those people who have taken bet on the hands of Rasulullah s.a.w. to strive in the path of Allah until maut comes on us. Our tashkil is till maut. Allah's tashkil is till maut. There's no retiring. There's no Allah, my elders say, there's no hiring. There's no firing. There's no retiring. There's only expiring in this work. In every halat, Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, till the end. With difficulties, with hardships, kept moving in the path of Allah. With their sickness, with their health, with their youth, with their old age. So now we'll be sitting in halkas, beloved brothers. We have taqazas in front of us. 4 months, brothers, to go in the path of Allah. Our youngsters, our elders, everybody to go in that environment. To give qurbani, to learn. To go in those homes who have given their day and night. We're now in Raiwin. Ajib. We met one person, hardly 40 years of age. He's given 20, not 4 months. He's given 21 years in the path of Allah. 1 year local, next year 1 year, and most of his suffers in the jungles of Africa. Go to those places where nobody wants to go to. Go to those simple homes, the simple places, with no lights, no water, you'll find Allah. See the nusrat of Allah. There's a person from our area, we mentioned this before. Maulana Abed is here, we were together, we were doing gush in the area, we met him. He was doing road constructions in a place in Mozambique. He came back, what he's telling us? He landed in this place, remote place, landed with helicopter, his arm guards, etc., jumped off. He says, him with his heart in his mouth, he jumps off. And what does he see? He sees a 1 year Pakistan pedal Jamaat walking in that place. They got one of the brothers, they got two sticks with two lungis on it, makeshift stretcher. The person is lying with it with malaria. Did the test 3 pluses on it, advanced stage, cerebral malaria, no hope of him surviving. And what he says, I saw it with my eyes, a lion is walking with them and guarding them. That help of Allah which promised to Sahaba is promised till today, till the day of Qiyamah. Allah's system will never change. He went later after that, after a few weeks, he took some ikram for them. He said the person with those 3 crosses on him, we thought the person, asked him what happened to him. He was the person running around and making khidmat. Where will he learn yaqeen, brothers? Will not learn it at home. See Allah's nusra, see Allah's help that will come. So now we'll be sitting in our halkas, beloved brothers. All these takazas are in front of us, starting from 4 months, beloved brothers. One is those who haven't spent 4 months, to take them out. They're just by new people, our business. What's happening to our shop? What's happening to your job? Look at our turnover. Become restless. Businessman becomes restless. What is happening? How he makes decision? How his namaz is? How his dua is? Have you making that for one person to get accepted? How we make fikr one person to go in the path of Allah? Then we got our takazas for 4 months, pedal jamaas, to move in our areas, to move in the remote villages. In the SA Mashwara last month, there was a jamaat that came. One of the brothers from the jamaat came. They were working in one part of our province. Where was it? The Northern Cape, eh? Northern Cape area. A stretch of 850 kilometers. Only one alim in that place. 850 kilometers, only one alim in that place. Allah's fazl, Allah's karam, so many of ulama kiram are here with us today. May Allah give them barakat in their life, in their ilm, keep their shadow above us. Who's going to guide them? Who's going to show them deen? Who's going to go to those places to create talab in them, to teach them deen, show them what is the commands of Allah Pak? So these pedal jamaats, there are still so many places in our areas where we find that jamaats haven't worked yet. To go to them and to create this jazba and to bring deen alive in those areas. All these places that we are seeing in Transkei and all these areas, when those pedal jamaats came in the early area days in Zululand, when there was nothing, when there was one small room in the center of Amtata, and used to stop there for Salah and carry on to the Eastern Cape. Today Allah is bringing so many masjids, so many musalla, so many maktabs in these places. This will come with that qurbani to move, to go and see that simple way of life. So our pedal jamaats, inshallah. And then we want, inshallah, jamaats for 4 months. MashaAllah, there's one jamaat out. Brothers and Yajna, Bay Muhammad's brother is with the jamaat. Of all our local African brothers that are in the jamaat. This is the deen, beloved brothers. We have been sent for this. We have been sent for this. To take them out, spend time with them. Take them out, local 4 months. Prepare them, train them up. So that how, inshallah, the deen comes alive in every community, in every village, in every tabqa. We are an ummat. Everyone, we are part of it. So inshallah, let's make fikr, inshallah, our 4 months jamaats. And together with that, we want chilla jamaats, inshallah, 2 months. Actually, the jamaats that go for foreigner for 4 months. Let us make fikr for 4 months jamaats. To go to different countries of the world, inshallah. Minimum, inshallah, our 2 months jamaats, our elders, out of their mercy and shafqat on us, has given us permission to send less than 4 months jamaats for foreign. We're just looking at the figures now. Last year, Allah's karam in this month, in the month of December, we make shukr to Allah Pak, Allah's karam, His fazl. We have never had this before. That just in KZN alone, 70 jamaats worked. 70 jamaats worked just in this month of December. Allah's karam, so many youngsters, and all those jamaats had barakat, mashallah. Allah reward the satis who went out of the way. Some jamaats were 15, some were 20, some were up to 30, Allah's karam. Allah reward the woman at home who took out the time to make the khidmat of these satis, to feed them, to look after them, to nurture them. They are the future. But how now, inshallah, we send our jamaats foreign? We make the decision, Allah will open up the way. Nothing opens, nothing closes, but with His permission. We make the azam, Allah will open up. Make decision that every country of the world, how our jamaats reach there. Every part. One is the whole of Africa, which is our takaza. But every other country of the world is our takaza as well. That how our jamaats go to those places and speak to them about Allah. Bring them back to the house of Allah. Bring them back to the itaat of Allah. And we make the decisions of hidayat in those places. So inshallah, some time will be given now, about 10-15 minutes inshallah. Let us sit in our halkas inshallah, these takazas inshallah. Not forgetting the takazas of our local jamaats as well. We want jamaats to work from now till the jor. that how inshallah this jamaat becomes success. Every person is met, every person is given the da'wah of iman, yaqeen, every person his tashkil is made, and how the fikr of his akhirat comes into him, how the fikr of the ummah comes into him. So inshallah we said that how maximum jamaat can be coming out. Allah's fazal, many masturat jamaats have come out also in December. But how many more we have to take out? Now Maulana Ahmad Suleiman Qahtani went to one remote part of Kenya. He was there last month. So then they requested for him to come again to another little village. So they told him 700 kilometers. There's no road. There's very difficult. There's no water. There's no lights in that place. There's no facilities. About 2,000 people generally gather when they have a little jor. Maulana made himmat. He went. Over 8,000 people came for the jor. 133 jamaats came out cash in the path of Allah. 1 year jamaats, 7 months jamaats, 4 months jamaats came out. That how to go to every little place, remote village, create talab in them, the desire to go to these places. That how inshallah we prepare our jamaats to go to all these places. So he was telling us, he phoned from there, he says simple homes, nothing in that place. He says they've got haya in them, but there's no effort of masturat in that place. Absolutely nothing. Understand, if there's deen in a man is up to the door. Deen in the woman is in the children. Deen in the woman is in the home. Deen in the woman is in the generations that will come. So how we can send our masturat jamaats? Go to these places. Go and, what they say, like, go and put your flag there. I was not putting any flag. But go there, there's an investment. There's still so many places which jamaats haven't reached. Masturat jamaats haven't reached. Go there and start the effort. And all that will come to our account. Account to our woman folk. To understand, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, understand, the first tashkil he made, the first hijrah that was made, he sent his own daughter in that jamaat. He sent his own son-in-law in that jamaat, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, the first hijrah that was made to Habasha. It was a masturat jamaat. To go there, and he used to wait for Kalguzari, people coming, what is happening? Send them to a place. Today we are worried. We went to Somalia, Allah took us at that time, Bayziad was there, one small jamton of water. You given that for wudu. On a day of Jummah, you're lucky you get a 3/4 bucket of water. Where are we going to get this, beloved brothers? The qadr of one drop, one namat of Allah will come to us. So let us now sit in our halkas, inshallah, all these takazas, maximum 3-day jamaats this month also. And we have to make niyat. First, this majma makes niyat. We all make niyat, inshallah, 4 months this year, inshallah. We all make niyat 4 months this year. Okay. So inshallah, we all make niyat first, inshallah. And from now, inshallah, no rest. Whether our bedding in the masjid or not, we say put beddings in the masjid. Beddings are in the masjid, but we somewhere else. Asal put our hearts in the masjid. Put our hearts in this fikr. So inshallah, we'll sit with our halkas, inshallah. And then after 10-15 minutes, satis will be called back. Come and read our azaims, inshallah. So each zone, inshallah, can sit. We know where they are. Northern Natal, inshallah, zone is here, inshallah. Satis can sit, Northern Natal, central zone. North Coast, North Zone, Midlands, inshallah. So let us sit, inshallah. South Zone sits in the back, inshallah. So about 10-15 minutes will be given. Let us make all our zaims, write it down, inshallah. Make fasla with Allah Pak, Allah accept, and then we'll come back and call it out. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.
Inshallah, let us list the azaim down and tartib where we make azaim, inshallah. One is 4 months IPB, the azim, this takaza should carry on 4 months foreign, 4 months pedal. Then we got, inshallah, the chilla jamaats, 2 months foreign, chilla local, mastura chilla, mastura 10 days, mastura 3 days, as well as our 10 days and 3 day jamaats, inshallah. So all these azaim should be, and it will be collected, inshallah, after we are finished off, inshallah.
MashaAllah, those who have finished, come closer, MashaAllah. Fill the gaps. Come closer, MashaAllah. You can sit as we have been sitting in our zones. But some other takazas will come with regard to the intizam, so we can make mashura, inshallah. Now can I start now? Ji, mashallah, who's ready to come, inshallah? Which zone, inshallah, can come first? Ji, North Coast, inshallah, let's start. Ji, just go slowly, inshallah, while they are writing.
Inshallah, for North Coast, Three Chilla IPB, 20 brothers. Three Chilla Pedal, one Jamaat. 4 months foreign, one Jamaat. 40 days, 8 Jamaats. 4 months foreign, one Jamaat. 40 days, 8 Jamaats.
Both local and foreign.
40 days, Mahram Masturat, one Jamaat. 10 days, 23 Jamaats. 10 days, Mahram Masturat, 4 Jamaats. And 3 days, inshallah, one Jamaat from each Musalla. So from North Coast and far north, about 60 Jamaats, inshallah.
60 for 3 days. Mahram Masturat, inshallah?
Mahram Masturat, 10 days. No, only 10 days.
You made 10 days, inshallah. You make some, inshallah. Yeah. Eight Jamaats for Shilla, not four, eight. Local and foreign. Ji, the next zone, inshallah. Ji, Northern Natal.
Inshallah, Northern Natal. 4 months IPB. 21 brothers, 4 months pedal, 1 Jamaat, 2 Chilla foreign, 2 Jamaats, 1 Chilla local, 5 Jamaats, 3 day Jamaats, men Jamaats 15, 1 Chilla Mehram Mestorat, 1 Jamaat, 3 days Mehram Mestorat, 4 Jamaats, and also 1 10 day men Jamaat. One Jamaat.
For free, did you know? Inshallah. Jazakallah, inshallah. Ji, Midlands.
Alhamdulillah, for Midlands, there's currently for Three Chilla. Cash, there's about one Jamaat for 11 brothers. There's another Jamaat currently out for Chilla. There's about 11 brothers also for Chilla. We make intention, inshallah, for another three Chilla IPB, one Jamaat, inshallah. Three Chilla pedal, one Jamaat. A separate businessman Jamaat for three Chilla IPB, inshallah.
Jamaat's IPB.
2 month Mahram Masturat, one Jamaat. Three Chilla foreign, one Jamaat. A separate guy, one Chilla Africa, one Jamaat. One Chilla local cash. There's one Jamaat starting now, inshallah. From the Istima, one Chilla local, three Jamaats. And Ulama Jamaat for 3 days, two Ulama Jamaat for 3 days, and 30 3 day Jamaats. And three Masturat, 3 day Jamaat, inshallah.
Exactly. Like said, inshallah. Ji, next Halka, inshallah. Next zone. North zone.
Inshallah, this is for the North zone for February, March, inshallah. 4 months IPB, one Jamaat. 4 months pedal, one Jamaat. 4 months foreign, three Sathis from the zone. Chilla Jamaats, four Chilla Jamaats. Chilla Masturat, one Jamaat. 10 days Masturat, one Jamaat. 3 day Jamaats, three Masturat Jamaats, and 12 men's Jamaats.
Sure. G, central zone.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Azaim from Central Zone. For 4 months IPB, inshallah, we're planning for three Jamaats, one Jamaat from Overport, one Jamaat from the Junction Halka, one Jamaat from the City Halka. For 4 months pedal, two Jamaats from the entire zone, inshallah. For 4 months foreign, one Jamaat from the zone. For 40 days Masturat, inshallah, three Jamaats from the zone. For 40 days, Africa, inshallah, we made niyat for 15 jamaats in total from the entire zone. That's for 40 days, Africa. For 40 days, local, 17 jamaats. And for 3 days, inshallah, 58 jamaats. 25 from the city halka, 10 from junction, and 20 from the overport halka. And for masturat, inshallah, 8 jamaats.
3 days.
Then takaza is taken for the ishtima, inshallah. Parking.
Ji, south zone.
Three chilla IPB, 15 brothers. Three chilla pedal, 10 brothers. Three chilla foreign, 7 jamaats. Three chilla and 2 months foreign, 4 jamaats. Chilla local, 7 jamaats. Mahara Masturat chilla jamaat, 4. 3 days Mahara Masturat, 3. No, sorry, 10 days Mahara Masturat Jamaat 3. 3 days Men's Jamaat 20. And 3 days Mahara Masturat Jamaat 10.
Ji, South Coast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Inshallah, for 4 months IPV, inshallah, we make niyat for 2 jamaats. Pedal jamaat, inshallah, 1 from the entire zone. 40 day jamaats, inshallah, we're looking at 7. That's the time, inshallah, but whatever, for foreign takaza or for local. 3 day jamaats, inshallah, niyat for 30 jamaats. Masura jamaat, inshallah, 40 days niyat for 1 from the entire zone. Or 10 days, we're making niyat for 1 from each halka. Or 3 day jamaats, inshallah, we're looking at 5, inshallah. Inshallah, we'll try and make fikr on the madrasa, Darul Ulooms also, inshallah, at least one jamaat, inshallah, from each one of them, inshallah.
Ji, Chalska is part of it? Part of them. Ji, all came through? Huh? All the zones in? All zones in? Ji, Allah Pak, accept, inshallah, whatever we have made niyat. Inshallah, make niyat, Allah Pak, give us more than that, inshallah. So the first thing we do is today, we open up our charts. And whatever azaims we have made, we put all those headings. And then we start making fikr. And we'll see how Allah Pak, inshallah, will fill those charts. So from today, inshallah, we become restless, our dua also, our fikr, our worry, our concern. That Yalla, you take out these jamaats. Yalla, you take them out. Yalla, you take them out. So inshallah, we open up the charts and we have to give time. Increase now. Now no rest. Tell the wife, inshallah, we'll see her now, maybe after 6 months or something, inshallah. Because from now till Ishtima, and then we're going another 4 months also. So inshallah, let's open up the charts, inshallah, make dua, inshallah, go to ulama, go to our imams, tell them, these are our takazas, inshallah, go to the elderly, go to the sick, tell them, listen, these are our azaims. We only talk one thing now. The jamaats have to come out, people have to come out. People have to make khuruj, inshallah. We sleep, we eat, we dream, whatever it is. Allah, and we make dua, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. We want cash jamaat. Where's the cash jamaat? You ready? One cash jamaat. Who's ready? Cash, inshallah. Pick the hands up. Inshallah, I'm ready, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Muhammad is ready also. Came back from 4 months, is ready, inshallah. Who else say cash, inshallah? Cash tashil, inshallah. Who says cash, inshallah? One jamaat is there, inshallah. Cheek, inshallah. Where else, inshallah? One jamaat also from there. Cash, inshallah. Allah accept, inshallah. One jamaat from there. Cash also. Allah accept, mashallah. Who else? We ask for one, Allah is giving us more than that, inshallah. Allah Pak make it easy, inshallah. So brothers, inshallah, the intizam part of it, inshallah, let us come closer, inshallah. If you are not sitting according to our zones, let us sit according to our zones, because the takazas will be given, inshallah, so that inshallah will be easy for us to make mashura immediately if there's any mashura that needs to be done, and then we can take the takazas, inshallah. So brothers, a little bit of harkat, inshallah, come closer, inshallah. Not much time is left, inshallah, and the whole intizam, inshallah, will be done. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Take some haircut, brothers. Come closer, inshallah. Fill the gaps, inshallah. Come closer.
The chair.
You want that one?
The chair.